Tacony Creek in northeast Philadelphia is now the subject of a 7-minute suite. Local composer Randy Gibson wrote the music as an ode to the creek and what it might become in the future. WHYY's Peter Crimmins met with the music professor at Tacony Creek Park.
Professor Randy Gibson had no personal history with Tacony Creek before he got this commission. He said he first walked the trails in the park near Olney in the summer of 2019.
When I came through here about a year and a half ago, there were actually still abandoned cars in the creek itself.
In the water?
Yeah.
During a recent revisit to the Tacony Creek Park, there were no abandoned cars in the water and not a lot of trash. The water itself looked pretty clean. It's come a long way, but Gibson thinks it could be better.
I hope to see what the great future holds for it.
Gibson wrote the Tacony Creek Suite, a set of 7 instrumental songs, some written as big band jazz numbers, others as classical chamber pieces. Much of the music was written over the summer during the time of protest for racial justice and the continuing coronavirus pandemic.
The songs, many of them have dual meanings. One of them is called Live Streaming 846. That should mean something to you, 846.
8 minutes and 46 seconds is the length of time a Minneapolis police officer was caught on video kneeling on the neck of George Floyd last May, which killed him and sparked protests across the U.S.
So it does relate to the stream, but it also relates to 846. That particular piece is piano and soprano saxophone, which represents the breath of the body.
Gibson was commissioned by the Olney Culture Lab and the Tucani Tacony Frankfurt Watershed Partnership, both of which want the neighbors of this park to use it more. The Watershed Partnership Executive Director is Julie Slavitt, and she says the Creek Park is particularly needed during this pandemic.
We know that the neighborhoods around the park are neighborhoods without a lot of resources, a lot of Spanish-speaking folks, where they're seeing a lot of sickness and COVID deaths in these zip codes. So our neighbors need a place to recreate and to get out and to de-stress. So we have really seen increased use in the park.
Ultimately, Gibson aims for his song suite to uplift. He wants his music to offer hope and tranquility.
In a pandemic, you almost have to live on purpose. Because if you look at the news long enough, you're dead already. the world is overtaken. So that's what I offer with this music, you know. Yes, we have to have the news, but we can't live without hope. We can't live without that moment of silence.
Gibson and his ensemble, Double Portion, will release the tracks of the Tacony Creek Suite this month. On Saturday, a film about the songs and how they were recorded will be streamed online through the Olney Culture Lab. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.